Hey guys, it's Mimi Webb with Mikey on the Random 30. So good without you.
I'm so good without you. Mimi, how are you?
I'm so good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Now, it's early morning over there. Like, are you more of an early riser? Are you a late nighter? What's the go?
I think I'm in the middle. Like, sometimes I'll go to bed really late and be like, what have I done? And then my morning messed up. sometimes I'll get a good early night and then I'm up and I'm like, right, I'm on it today.
Yeah. What are you doing at the moment? I mean, apart from the music and performing and doing a thing, I'm looking at your TikTok, your Instagram, and you're in love and life right now. What are you doing outside of that though?
So I've just kind of come off tour. So I'm just with my friends. I just moved to London just before I went on tour.
Yeah.
So I didn't experience my area and, you know, get to settle in that well. So I've just been settling in to my new flat and into London and just having fun. But now it's just back to, you know, week started fresh yesterday, Monday. It's Wednesday now.
You've done well. Yeah, you've done well.
I'm back in the studio.
Today's Wednesday. Now, tomorrow's going to be Thursday, okay? Let's talk about you and music. I mean, this year we've heard some incredible hits from you, but you starting in music because you're so young and you've gone to a music school as well. Tell us about how it all came into place for you. Do you have a musical family? Is it rolling?
Yeah, so I, like, it's really quite funny because my parents have no clue about music, like none.
Excellent, always a great way.
And you know what? Yeah, and I actually really love it because, like, they don't get involved, they don't try and control, they don't try and push themselves in, that they just kind of are there for when I need them and they're there for to be like my parent, because they don't really have a clue what I'm talking about half the time. So they're like, hang on, what does that mean? Yeah, for me, it was just all started. I just always loved performing and being, I'm just such a person. I like to make people smile I like to really bring energy to a room. And I think my voice has always been quite husky and I've always kind of just loved just the vocals from like Adele, Amy Winehouse, and that's been like a big inspiration for me. So, yes, I was so inspired by that and just growing up and then just, you know, going to music school, being in the environment 24/7 just kind of made it blossom even more. And then all of a sudden I found myself out in LA at 18 signing to Epic Records. So
it honestly overnight just went bang.
And then again this year when I started releasing music at the start of the pandemic, this year after Good Without was released, it all just then did another 360. I'm just like flowing with it, you know, enjoying every minute.
Because we're hearing the stories that it was quite huge for you on TikTok and of course with Charli D'Amelio as well. But it wasn't all just TikTok. Like, you obviously have been training within the school and doing that all behind the scenes. So I guess TikTok, would you say, was a bonus for you with your career?
100%. TikTok really helped me connect with the fans, especially in the pandemic. I really thought to myself, how am I going to get the listeners? How am I going to get people to know, you know, who I am? And TikTok is such an incredible app to use to really connect. And I'm, you know, at the moment I'm now just kind of going a bit quiet just to like build the momentum ready to just drop a banger next year.
Another one? You've already got, well, we're three. I mean, well, what do you want another for? Just let us indulge in these ones. No, drop more.
Yeah, drop it.
will it be from your EP or is this something brand new that you're going to be dropping next year?
Yes, it'll be all brand new and it's just in the moment now of just writing it all and getting it all ready. So I'm just so excited just to come into 2022 and, you know, do a manifestation board again because that worked last time. So I'm just gonna do what I did again, but like extra, like 10% more.
Yep, and with a bit of TikTok as well.
I'm going to be back on that app, like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's talk about Good Without and Dumb Love before we get to your new track. Tell us about those, because have I read and understood right that your EP is about the, like, colour and there's emotion? Is that what we're telling in the story on this EP?
Yeah. So each song represents a different colour,
yeah,
which represents a different moment in the whole Heartbreaks scenario. So, yeah, it's all very kind of just, you know, representing each other, and the whole EP is just like completely different, you know, corners of the story. And I wanted like a colour to represent each song, just to make it really clear the whole idea I had behind the whole EP title.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very emotional. There's some really kind of like darker songs there, like Heavenly, for example, much darker. And then there's Lonely in Love, which is just a pure ballad. So it's just got all those kind of different gems in.
And now, are these all personal based songs, or are they about a different variety, maybe some friends or things you've noticed in your early life?
Yeah, all personal. Everything's like from the heart and from me. And, you know, I'm very emotional and deep. And as I'm realizing recently, I just like can't help myself. But I think as a songwriter, I can dramatize things. But like even a lot of the songs I wrote while I was in a relationship about an ex-relationship.
Yeah.
And also about the relationship I was in, and I've recently come out, I've removed myself from that relationship recently, and it's crazy because like listening back to the songs, it all makes sense now. It really
does.
Wow. Very therapeutic, and it all just kind of speaks to me. You know when like the universe works in crazy ways, like it really feels like
that. Have you found it surprising about how powerful music can be? You know, like you're saying, you went through a breakup and then you went through another one and you're writing about it, and how powerful, and you feel good once it's all out and you're, in your case, singing about it instead of just writing it down on paper. Oh, you know, I did this, did that. Are you finding it very, like, good therapy?
Yeah, definitely. I'm finding it really kind of, it's making me grow as a person at, like, 50 miles per hour, I think. And I feel definitely going through like this change in myself, learning more about myself, becoming an adult. I think with all these songs, it's just really helping me like figure out the situation. And, you know, it's just, and also I think the biggest part of it is being able to be in the studio with your friends and speak to them about it and open up. It's like, you know, it's, you know, a lot of the time I'll go see my friends at dinner and we'll have a few drinks and we'll be chatting, but normally I don't really want to talk about anything too deep because I just want to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But when you're in the studio, you can just really let it all out. And it's just, it's such an open space. And I think that's also such a big part of, you know, being a songwriter and being able to write these songs, because there's so many memories behind it all.
It's so amazing how powerful music is. Like, I say it a lot, but it's like we're just listening to this song and, yeah, we can relate to it, but music is so powerful, whether it be a slow ballad, whether it be a rock. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just so powerful. And sometimes I think we forget how powerful it really is.
Oh, massively, 100%.
Like, yeah.
Some songs can make you feel really cool and you're like, oh, this is my tune. Like, you know, I remember when I was really young, I listened to a song and be like, I just want to sing this in front of my crush and just get up on that stage. And like things just give you that feeling and you're like, ooh.
Did you do that though?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, I did. I once did this thing. It's a hilarious story. And I was thinking,
okay, you have to tell us. Can you share it?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think it was last night or this morning. Because I was listening back to the song and there was this song and it was about this guy. And I actually went into, I was with them and ended up playing the songs. There was a group of us.
Yeah.
And I was just really sitting there like, you better listen to these lyrics. And it's so embarrassing. And every time I look back now, I remember my mum was looking at me like, turn the song off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, hey. Everyone was like, we want to hear new music, Mimi. I'm like, oh, I'll give you new music.
Sit down, take a seat, and I'll let me handle this.
Yeah,
I love it.
I look back and cringe every time.
Oh, that is gold. This is so good. Always knew it would stop it. Quickly talk about your current single 24/5. Now, have I pronounced that correctly? Is it titled 24/5? Now, yes. Normally it's 24/7 hours in a day, all that stuff. What is a 24/5? Explain this for us.
So 24/5 is 24 hours, 5 days a week, the person with you. And then on the weekends, it all changes and they go off and act like you don't exist. And then on Monday, they come all the way back round.
Yeah.
And they're back. They're back with you.
So this is personal. So who was doing this?
This was an ex. This wasn't my ex. This is the ex.
Oh, jeez. Oh, ex. Yeah, right. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not with him anymore because that's not good.
It's not good. Yeah. It's all about that. And it's like, just that whole, you know, they'll just one minute they're there and then the next minute when they're out with their friends, you don't exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. Okay, what a great story that is. Now, are we going to see you in Australia hopefully next year? Because everyone from the UK is coming, so...
I'm there. I'm so there. As soon as I can get out there, we're coming.
Okay, well, everyone's starting to book in now, so let's make it happen. Let's get you out here, all right? Have you been to Oz before?
Never. I'm so excited.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, no matter where you go, it's amazing. Just only one thing to watch, and that's the Vegemite.
Okay, what is that?
Oh, it's some Australian. Apparently, it's great, but I'm Aussie and I hate it. It's disgusting. Yeah. Oh. So anyone that says try Vegemite, don't. That's just my tip for you.
Looking after me right now.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. But look at the koalas and the skippies and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. Just stay clear of the Vegemite. Mimi Webster, thanks so much for hanging out with us. New track 24/5, it's right out now. And we're playing the Here in the Random 30. Thanks so much for hanging.
Thank you so much for having me.